Blog Talk Radio.
It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious. Me, Dunce, Static. How is everybody doing today? I am in a fantastic mood. I really, really am. I am trying to breathe here. I don't have my oxygen on during the day, but I usually put it on at night before I go to sleep. But since I'm going to be talking a lot, I put it on because I'll be yakking and probably need to have it on because of that. How is everyone tonight? I'm getting this up as we speak. Sure am. Can't believe I'm just now doing this. Wow. I'm such a past due person. Just so past due. I can't believe it. Anyway, how is everyone tonight? It is the 21st of March. It is 8:02 in Cali. I believe it is 9:02 in the Texas region and 11:02 in the East Coast. Anyway, I'm trying to kind of like lag a little bit because I'm trying to make sure that I'm on air and everything is coolio. So for those who are listening live, I am sitting here on the edge of my bed, believe it or not, with laptop in lap and getting ready to wait for certain someone to call the show. How's everyone's week been? Mine's been actually fantastic. Today was the first day I was back in Second Life, and the first day I was back, I went blank. And the first day I was back in on Facebook. Forgive me. It has really been one of those days for me, seriously. I didn't even take a nap today, which is, you know, us old folks got to take our nap. I didn't even take a nap today. It was really just like that. I didn't take a nap. Been up all day. So you have to excuse me if I seem a little out of it, because I am out of it. Just, like I said, trying to make sure that I've got everything. I'm going to make absolutely sure, though, that I redo this and tag all of you who I want to listen. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to connect my guest tonight, who has a lot to say that all of you are probably going to be cracking up at, because we've got 30 minutes live and then another 15. I finally found out, because first I was on the air twice and it kept cutting me off, and I didn't realize that it's only 45 minutes because I no longer have the hour. So it's now 45 minutes. But anyway, without further ado, I'm going to bring him on air. And I mean, he's like, what is she doing? But anyway, let me bring my special guest on air. Okay, it's not working. Special guest. Hello.
What's up, baby?
Oh, nothing. I was telling the listeners who are probably listening later that I always do this at the last minute. I always put stuff on at the last minute, and then I'd be like, why didn't I put that on earlier? Oh, man. So now I probably may have to tag everybody, whatever. Anyway, my special guest is tell them who you are.
Philly Grosser, what's up, everybody? AKA Angel NYC baby.
Lord, AKA Big Brother, what?
Big Brother Semper Fi. Oh.
Of a TNT. All of you who know him know he's a big TNT, Big Brother, TNT. Wow, I hear all this stuff in my ear now.
Data, new data. That's what's up.
Data, new data. Yep, that's just up. Anyway, you all, which most of you know or don't know, I just got out of the hospital. A little over a week now, I think it's been. I got out on the 18th. Yeah, so it's a little over a week. And this man, I won't embarrass him here, but this wonderful man came in.
Not sure, okay.
Yeah. And he has so much to say about how much he hates Cali. Oh, my God. Before we get into one of the reasons he hates Cali so much is that they tell him a little bit about how your hospital visit came about, how you your hospital visit when you came to see me.
Well, at first, when your best friend Didi, she called me, said that you was going to go into the emergency room, so you know what was wrong. All right. Packed my bags, and I left, okay? I got there. I didn't even check into a hotel or anything like that. I just went straight to the hospital. And mind you, I have an E&O day. I didn't eat throughout the flight because I was, you know, too worried about this woman right here. And when I got there, she let me in because usually the first time that she was at the hospital, she didn't let me even see her. So, anyways, I went in. What's up, baby? Hey, you know, my other lovey-dovey. Glad she was, you know, doing better and the surgery was done, thank God. And I see that she was eating this wonderful breakfast. Now, mind you, I hadn't eaten, all right? So she was like, I don't like the omelet. Now, to me, the omelets were the bomb. So I grabbed the chair, pulled the chair next to her. I got the omelet, and I was like, you sure you ain't going to eat it? I tasted it. I wasn't trying to be greedy. I was trying to be a gentleman. But they had mushrooms on top and onions,
awful.
Right? A little bit of onions.
It was an awful omelet. Because he was hungry. It was an awful omelet. It had cheese, mushrooms.
Yeah.
It just wasn't awful. It looked awful. I really, when you're in the hospital,
he was
so many people.
To me, it was the best breakfast I ever had.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he was hungry. But I took, you know how you normally, you know, take pictures of stuff and then like, but I couldn't even, I wasn't thinking about, I don't know, you know what hell my camera was, but. I wasn't thinking about taking pictures of it, but honestly, it did not look appetizing, and I did taste a little bit of it. I tasted, you know, I ate the toast, and I tasted a little bit of it. It was awful. It was absolutely
the toast was the bomb. It's just, you can't really fuck up toast. You toast the bread,
some people can fuck up toast. Some people can fuck up toast, because I had an ex who couldn't even make toast, so some people can fuck up toast. So,
well, whoever
made
the damn breakfast was off the damn chain. It was hooked.
No,
it was off the hook.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, I threw
no,
up the eggs. I threw it up. The omelet was the bomb. And the nurse came in. She said, oh, you finished. So I'm, you know, hey, I stepped back. I said, yeah, she's done. Good, baby. All right. You know, let's move on to the next step. All right.
Whatever. It was awful.
Now,
it was awful.
Now, the doctor comes in. check on her, you know, her lungs, whatever. They do breathe in, breathe out, whatever. She's good. Okay. You know, I walk out with the doctor. The doctor's telling me, you know, she had this, man, whatever. So after he finished telling me all of her business, you know, he says, are you her husband? I said, I said it clearly. If he doesn't know, then, hey, it's not my fault. I said, I'm her ex-husband. He said, huh? What? I said, don't worry about it. Thank you. Take care of my baby. She's good. All right. So I stepped up. I stepped back. I'm sorry. So I went back into the room, and I told, you know, Sugar what the doctor said. And I stood there the whole day, you know, all night, whatever. The couch was, I didn't know you can pull it into a bed.
I know, to the next night, right?
You fold it, right. One of the nurses keep coming in and out throughout the whole night, so I couldn't get no sleep. It's all good. It wasn't about me. It was all about my baby. That's all good. She told me, oh, now, my name through all of the nurses were husband. They all called me husband. It's all good. I ain't mad. They told me, you know what, just pull the couch over. So I did it.
Right.
And it was high as hell. I couldn't sleep. It was hard as hell, too. So I left it alone, and I moved on. Now, this woman is telling me, you know, go to a Puerto Loco. Okay. Where is it? I don't know. Now, this conversation is going on for about... Now, this conversation is going on about 30 to 45 minutes. Where the hell is Puerto Loco? Down the street. Okay, where the hell is down the street? Mind you, I'm from New York. I don't know where the hell California Puerto Loco is. Okay? And I don't even know how the hell it looks like. Now, I'm Googling it. I say, okay, Puerto Loco. I see the logo. Okay. It says Puerto Loco. Okay, no biggie. I can find it. I'm driving. I don't know where to because I don't know the address. So I'm just driving and I'm driving and I'm driving. Nothing. Then, thank God, she calls me. Hey, you know what? I changed my mind. I want Yoshinoya. Okay. What the fuck is Yoshinoya?
For California people, beefball. You know what I'm talking about, beefball.
So, I pulled over. I don't want to get stopped in California. Cops, whatever. You know, don't text and drive. Safety precautions, whatever. And I'm typing Yoshinoya. And he's telling me the address. Okay, where the hell do I go? Do I keep going straight? Do I left? Right? What? Just give me, go north or south, whatever. I can deal with that. Anyway, I keep going north, whatever. Bam, I find it. All right? Mind you, this is like 50 miles away from the damn hospital now. And I'm lost.
It was not.
I got her order. Whatever, 30 miles, 40 miles. I'm lost, okay? I'm going back. I don't know where the hell I'm going back because I turn myself around. I turn myself around real easy, people, okay? Very, very easy. In New York, you can just say, hey, go behind Burger King, whatever, meet me over there. We know exactly where the hell it is. California,
Lord.
I don't know shit about it, okay? I find the hospital finally because I stop at the gas station. I ask, hey, where the hell is the hospital? They tell me, all right, I found it. I go back. Now, her brothers are there, and they're telling me, what are you feeding her? Food. This is what she wants. I didn't know it was restrictions. I didn't ask. She was hungry. I was hungry. She looked good. We ate. End of story. Now, what else happened that day? Oh, I finally, everybody left. I still stayed with her. And the nurse tell me, I'm going to give you a blanket. I don't need a blanket. It's hot in California. I don't need no damn blanket. It's okay. You know, all good. Now, finally, I went to sleep for about 10, 15 minutes, babe. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. About 10, 15 minutes, I'm knocked out. Okay, I'm good. She comes in, throws a heavy ass blanket and wakes me up. Wow, and walks away like, here's your blanket. I ain't taking no for an answer. Fuck you, and I'm walking away. That's how you look. So I sit up like, what the fuck? Didn't I just tell her I don't want no damn blanket? Now, she was wide awake like, hey, baby, how are you? I was like, hey, okay, you know. He woke me up. He woke me the hell up. I ain't happy. Following day, she tells me, go to my house, take a shower, whatever, relax. Now, usually, if it was somebody else, I wouldn't even stay at the hospital. I would have just went home and went back the next day. Hey, how are you doing? Well, what, okay, I'm gone again. But she tells me the code is an alarm system, and I got my brother on the phone, twin. I'm telling him what's going on, you know, updating him. She's okay. She just need a little bit more medicine, whatever. And I open the door. What do I see? A fucking cat.
Meow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, Tifa. All right. <Yeah. laughs> I don't know what I do with you, because with this cat, she's fucking weird. I walk. She likes to walk in front of me. Why? I don't know.
She likes them. I don't know why, but she likes them. Yeah.
I don't know why she likes me either, because I don't like that fucking cat. I'm sorry, baby. I don't like your cat.
It's okay. Yeah, whatever.
She scares the hell out of me. Why? I don't know why. I've never seen this before. She walks in front of me, she stops and drops. Oh, the first time she did that, I'm like, is she all right? Because she just dropped. And, you know, I'm not kicking her. I'm just putting my shoes and kind of, like, moving her to see if she's breathing. I'm thinking, oh, Lord, how long have you been without eating or whatever? You know, I'm freaking out. And, no, she gets up, walks away. That's the business. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I don't know. I don't care. Let me move on. And at the same time, the alarm was, you know, beeping like it's about to go off. And my dumb ass forgot the password that she wrote down, and I'm trying to remember what's her password. Entering it, invalid code. Entering it, invalid code. Whoop, shit goes off. Okay.
Yeah.
Papa's going to be here in a minute. I don't know what I'm going to say. This is not my house. This is my baby's house. All right. But I got the keys. Okay, no problem. I finally find out what the code was. They didn't show up, took a shower, and I went back. And what happened that night when I went back? Nothing. Just a regular night. Same sleepless night. You know, nurses coming in. Hey, husband, how you doing? I'm okay. She's okay. All right. All right. Now, at the same time, when it was time for her to come home, I said, I'm going to go ahead and get the car, and I'll wait for you outside. Because her and Sugar and her nurses got close, and they started crying, boo-hooing. You know, she gets in the car.
Yeah, we did. Me and Irene did get very, very close. Yeah.
I miss my nurses, this and that, whatever. I said, you want to go back? Because I sure hell don't. Now, we came home. I'm thinking, okay, she's going to go. She's going to have food in her fridge. I'm going to cook for her. She don't got to move. I'll be her slave. That's fine. And I told her, baby, don't worry about it. I'll be your slave. If you need anything, let me know. I'll get it. You know, boyfriend, girlfriend thing, what they do. I hope some of y'all do that. But this woman takes it to the extreme, you know.
Wow,
said,
for real? Real?
I wanted to be her slave as far as getting her water, cooking. Okay, that's fine.
He's going to talk about this for the next 30 damn minutes, obviously, because this has been the whole, like, you know, I'll be your slave, and then when I guess he doesn't understand what the word slave means. So, you know, I'm going to have to, like, let him know what the word.
He had me all over California. Now,
okay,
yeah, no, which is a good thing, because I know where the hell Pollo Loco is. I know where Pollo Loco is.
like, I would never live that down. You hear me? This Napoleon Local thing has just been like, he brings it up like every so often. He was on the phone talking to his cousin, Rude, and was telling Rude something in Spanish, and all I heard was, in English, El Pollo Loco. I'm like, oh, really? I don't know what he was telling Rude. I don't know what the hell he was telling Rude, but it was El Pollo Loco, I heard that. And then he talked to Savan, and I heard that word, too. So this seems to be the big thing with us is the
I had to have some type of backup just in case I needed something. I'll call
Lord.
Them. Hey, find this out. Bam, they'll tell me where to go. Okay? I have, you know, I'm a planner. Plan A, plan B, plan C. Bam. If it doesn't work out, we all fucked. Okay. Now, mind you, after I went shopping, I did her grocery shopping, I came back, put everything where it's supposed to be that night. I stayed in her room, okay? And I'm sleeping, she's sleeping, and all of a sudden, the whole fucking house starts shaking. At this time, I'm thinking, okay, you know, what's going on? This is not normal. And it clicked on me, it's a fucking earthquake. Holy shit. Okay, I don't know what to do. I've never been in an earthquake. Okay? Do I get under the bed? What the fuck do I do? Do I run without her or what? You know, hey.
Wow, do I run without her?
Now, all this shit is going through my mind.
Oh, wow, for real? Do I run without her? Seriously? Oh, wow, okay.
She's stuck. Now, mind you, she's stuck with her, not inhaler. What is it, babe? Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Okay? Right, she's stuck with her oxygen in her nose, and I jumped. The first thing that I did was I jumped on top of her. All right? I didn't know what the fuck to do. I said, baby, don't let go. And her calmly said, baby, don't worry about it. It's an earthquake.
Yeah. It was an earthquake. I mean,
like,
he was
like
freaking. Exactly.
If don't
anyone
worry about
lives
it,
in Cali, they know that, you know, it was a 4.7. I mean, basically nothing to even bat your eye on, you know. If you were here during the Northridge quake, then you would know that a 4.7 is nothing even, you know, to bat your eye at, you know. And I basically, he's freaking out. I'm like, you know, hey, there's nothing to worry about. It's just an earthquake. It's not like, you know, I mean, you know, you need to calm down.
Yeah,
and
no
he's
just the earth moving.
It's just
holy
the earth
shit.
Moving.
Oh, don't
exactly.
worry about it, baby. It
exactly.
ain't no big deal. Okay, that shit is not normal. We don't have shit like that in New York. I can be in a flood, no problem, you know. I've been in a couple of floods in New York. I know how to swim.
Now, see, that
I know how to survive. Okay?
Yeah, I couldn't handle a tornado. I couldn't handle a flood. I really couldn't. Because a flood, first of all, I can't swim. I never learned how to swim, so that's a no-no right there. That's a no-brainer. That's number one.
Okay, then now
number
you know
two,
how I feel, okay?
Well, no.
Big tornado, I can deal with that. You go underground, you're safe. Okay? A fucking earthquake, that ground opens. That ground opens. It cracks. It opens. You fall. What the fuck do you do?
Oh, my God. Angel, what ground open?
Okay.
No ground open, though. But no ground open, though.
Thank God it didn't fucking open, because then we'll
he
be fine.
He was
okay?
freaking
the
out.
The whole house was shaking.
I was
people.
About
the whole
to take
house
his.
Was
I was about
normal.
To take his New York Italian Spanish elf card from his ass because he was freaking out. His voice even got deeper, if that's possible. I don't know normally when people are scared, their voice get high-pitched, but his got deeper, and he was, like, panicking.
Hey,
panicking.
I'm just saying that's not normal. You Californian people is fucking crazy for staying in California. And can you cat please move?
Also,
thank
so
you.
I guess everybody should move out of California. Is that what you're suggesting?
Fuck yeah.
Lord,
okay,
boy.
You ever seen National Geographic? Okay. That ground shakes, it opens up. And have you seen 2012, the movie 2012?
Oh, please.
Okay.
Honestly, the thing
that,
is...
That was going through my mind. That was going through my mind. Like, what the fuck do I do? I don't know nothing. I've never exercised a fucking earthquake before, okay? I never had experience with earthquake. I'm fucking freaking out.
Oh, my God. Okay? He was.
Now, this
happened
at 6:25 in the morning. 6:25 in the morning. And she's cool about it.
9:25 New York time.
But bullshit, it was 6:25 in Canada.
I know. It's like, was it 9:25 New York time? You'd have been up and about. If you were in New York, you wouldn't even have known the hell there was a damn earthquake. Well, you would have known, but, you know, because I would have told you. But he was honestly just freaking out. He just was. We've
now, my
got
whole
5
day
minutes,
was fucked out
believe
that
it
day.
Or not. We've got 5 minutes, believe it or not.
5 minutes already?
Yeah, already 5 minutes. Because you,
okay.
Cause you
so
had
anyways.
a whole monologue about
Polo Loco.
But it's okay. We'll do a part two tomorrow. We'll definitely do a part
so anyways,
two tomorrow. Well, I guess that might
finish,
be
baby.
Quiet. I'm gonna keep.
Let me just finish, baby. Okay, my whole day was
Four
fucked
minutes.
Up. Okay, my manhood went down just a little tad bit.
Oh,
I'm
shut up!
All right. So, anyways, I went to the grocery store to get ice cream. She wanted ice cream. I came back. I stood in the car. I stayed in the car for about 5 minutes. And, you know, I'm smoking my cigarette, drinking my soda. Ice cream is melting a little bit. The car starts shaking. Oh, shit, what the fuck do I do? There's an earthquake going on right now. I don't know what to do. Do I get on top of the car, under the car? Do I just fucking run? I don't know what to do at this point. Okay? I turned the radio off and find out it was just a win. I'm freaking out.
I have
okay.
nothing to say. I have All nothing.
Right.
To say. When he came back in the house and told me this. I was trying. You know how you try not to laugh at something, but you know what's fucking funny as hell. That was what
but
it was.
Laughed.
To me. I honestly
okay.
was trying.
It wasn't
not,
funny.
I couldn't help it. It was.
It wasn't funny
right.
at all. Okay. It
yeah,
was.
Okay.
Now it may be funny, but. Then it wasn't. Okay,
I'm
freaking out again. I'm looking left and right, looking out the window. You know.
If you were in my shoes, it'd be funny too.
Anyway, it's not funny. Now, at this time, it was around 7 p.m. I go to the bathroom, take a shower. I let her know, baby, I'm going to go ahead and take a shower, okay? I'm taking a shower, and this woman gets up and tries to go into the kitchen, grab her some water. Okay. She came back. She bumped the wall. Okay. She bumped the wall, and I'm freaking out again. I dropped the soap. I dropped the towel. Oh, what the fuck do I do? There's an earthquake going on again.
Don't drop the soap.
I don't care about this shit. And I'm butt-ass naked. I'm thinking, if I run butt naked, I won't embarrass myself again. I already did it twice. Bam. What do I do? You know, do I stay in the tub? Do I just run out the door,
oh
leave her behind. What the fuck do I do?
I want everyone to notice something. He always says, do I leave her behind? The key phrase here, do I leave her behind? Anyway, we're going to continue the show tomorrow since the FL husband took almost 20 minutes to explain to you about the fact that he, about the El Pollo Loco. But I only got 60 seconds left. We are going to finish this tomorrow. Mwah, sugar kisses.
I'll find